Got it.
Let's see. Hold on.
Check, check.
Check, check.
Checkity check.
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 Check. Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Check.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Peter Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Check.
That's pretty good.
Time to check in. Yeah, check my headphones. They're working.
Ted,
turn the snare up.
No.
Turn my headphones up.
One day, dude, I just want to record a hip-hop song just so I can go full Jay-Z and be like, yeah, turn my headphones up. And then some kind of song starts, and then the world's worst bars ever get thrown out by a human being.
Dude, did you see that Young Thug and Gunner stuff?
Is that with Jack Harlow?
Well, okay, so Jack...
I only read a headline, so I clearly know the story.
Jack Harlow, I think, might have been on that label for a year.
Okay.
Here's the issue. It's a label, and now the government's saying it's also a gang.
Right. Okay, so that's what I thought I read.
So people were kind of joking around, like, you better get Jack Harlow involved, too.
And they're like, laughing off or something. He's like, what are you guys...
The district attorney in Atlanta laughed it off like, we're not going after... Because there's been other big-time rappers on that label as well. But I don't think they're with those guys. But Young Thug and Gunner, man, like, the feds knocked on their door with RICO charges.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like... And that's kind of the thing, man. Like we have a buddy that's a lawyer, and he's like, "Hey, yeah, something happens, give me a call." He's like, "Unless it's the feds, they don't knock on your door unless they pretty much know they got you."
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, here, I think I even have. So it was people were joking on social media saying that Jack Harlow was a part of this label crew.
Okay, so I can't remember, like, he might have released a record on that label. So I'm saying, there's other big-time rappers that have been on this label, but they're not, like,
right
with the crew.
Yeah, so in this story it says, people on Twitter try to get Jack Harlow arrested by jokingly implying that he was a member of YSL2.
Yeah.
So all these people are on social media going, why not Jack Harlow?
Right.
Why isn't he arrested? And then here's this reporter talking to the district
the
attorney.
DA.
And here's what happened.
The indictment's got Young Thug and a bunch of other rappers. There was one name I was actually expecting to see there that I didn't. And that's Jack Harlow. Can you speak to that?
What I'll tell you is that as large as this indictment is, I told my team that let's not be sexy, now let's not overreach. Let's be conservative in our approach, which is always the approach that I take. And in taking that approach, 28 defendants were indicted, and they were indicted for the crimes that I believe were appropriate for this RICO indictment. And so I won't speak to any.
Oh, so she's just like, no, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh gosh. But she's like, she's smiling.
Yeah, because they're just like, are you kidding me? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
she's like, I want to laugh at you, but I'm also district attorney, and I have to treat every question with respect.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, those dudes are in serious trouble.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. Remember, that's how Bobby Shmurda, that's how they got him.
I don't remember.
All right. So you're
like, you remember? I don't know. I don't know.
But same thing. He did RICO. Or they got him on RICO charges.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's insane.
I forget what RICO stands for.
I was about to ask. Okay. I was like, am I ignorant to not know?
It's something with criminal organization. I want to say it started with like the Italian mob.
I thought it was Uncle Rico from It's it's a racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act.
All right. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So Rico's tough too. It's like if you started a gang and then finally they were like, well, he was on the mega cast with them, be like, oh,
hey,
I didn't know what Miggs was doing. I didn't know what old Migliore was doing. Hey,
Migliore, he's Steve Miggs, not a racketeer guy. Migliore.
Yeah.
Oh, he's whacking people left and right. He whacks other people more than he whacks himself. It's nuts. Ha cha cha.
Let me ask you an Italian guy question.
Okay, here we go. This should be good.
What's the last time you had a calzone?
Last time I had a calzone. Ooh, my parents were in town.
All right.
So this is 2 years ago. Pie Pizza in Puyallup. They make amazing calzones. So I got a bunch of pizza, you know, because let me make my parents feel at home by getting Puyallup pizza to make them feel like they're back home in Brooklyn.
Yeah, well.
But the pizza was phenomenal. Wicked Pie, they've got the Migs pizza, the Migs with 1G pizza, which is a barbecue chicken pizza. Awesome. Even if you don't like that kind of stuff, just get their regular cheese, pepperoni, but their calzones are phenomenal.
Yeah, my buddy texted me and he was like, calzone or pizza? And we were like having an argument. And I was like, I always go pizza. And he's like, dude, but calzone. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So then we started talking about it in the office and everybody's like, oh, Christ, man, it's been a while since I had. But I feel like on the East Coast, like, I feel like calzone was just part of the, like, on the week, every other weekend, I felt like we had a calzone.
Dude, it was part of the order. Instead, like, some people will get pizza and chicken wings here. Like, you know, a lot of times, more often, or crazy bread. It was pizza and calzones.
Yeah.
Like, you would get a full pizza pie, and then you would share a big-ass calzone.
Yeah. And for people at home playing along, remember, calzone has the sauce in the middle. A stromboli does not.
And Bobby Shmurda has nothing to do with any of this.
Right? Hey, he's out. He did his time.
Calzones, I think everyone knows what a calzone is out here, right?
I mean, so.
It's just basically like a pizza folded over, a giant pizza pocket.
Right, but it's got like ricotta in there and the sauce is in there. You know what? I'm going to get one this weekend.
Man, oh man. You're making this whole no meat, no dairy thing that I'm on right now really difficult.
And I got the vegan calzone,
Hey, you got some of that diet cheese. That's all I know.
Jesus.
That's the brand.
Well, I told you, I get these cauliflower crust pizzas that have pepperoni on them, like fake pepperoni, but the cheese is still real. And I'm always confused by that. So we got a plant-based pepperoni.
Yeah, for the vegetarians.
Oh,
dude,
right.
I know. I had
see.
The same,
okay. All right, that makes more sense.
I had the same moment of, what the F, man? If you're just going to do it all the way. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there are all people that aren't vegan that just don't eat meat.
Yeah, it seems like if we're going to fake it, let's fake it all the way.
Oh, dude, and I was all like, you know, I'm all about like, right now I'm vegan, I guess. It's crazy. Yeah. Like, I've been now for a month and a half. I haven't talked about it much, like, because I don't want to be the person that's like, I'm only a month and a half in. I don't know if I'm going to do this forever. I'm just doing it just to change things up. And that's what's going on in my household. So I was like, well, it's an easy transition. But man, like, certain things, like, I was all excited. I was like, oh, I'll get Chipotle. They've got like this sofritas.
The sofritas, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, the day that I'm getting, I'm starving and I'm like craving it. They're out.
Oh,
and I'm like, well, there's nothing else I can replace it with.
Yeah, Mike gets it all the time. He's not even vegan. He's just like, the sofritas are delicious.
It's really good.
All right.
And then I'm like at Mod Pizza, I've been doing the plant-based sausage for the meat.
All right.
So I basically get the Caspian pizza at Mod. It's the barbecue chicken pizza.
All right.
And I just replace everything with like fake meat and the fake cheese and barbecue sauce. So barbecue sauce is vegan. Or at least I believe it is. And if it's not, I'm not going to find out.
Yo, don't tweet us.
Yeah, don't be like, well, actually, I don't know why you sound like that when that happens. But
I was going to say the Beyond Meat bratwursts are pretty good, too.
Dude, the Beyond Meat ones are amazing. Like that, we get those all the time, both the burgers and the brats.
I've never had the burgers, but I've done the brats a few times.
The burgers are my favorite. They're not it's funny because, like, you know, you hear, oh, it's vegan, it's got to be healthy. But my wife will be quick to shut that down. She's like, just because something's vegan doesn't mean it's not.
I watched some health guy on Instagram give a 5-minute talk about it this morning.
Yeah, I'll give you a 20-second talk about it. Yeah. It's not. It's still full of fats. And so, but it's a good treat. Like, it's like no different than getting an actual real hamburger. But there's other ones that are really good, like Dr. Prager's. Dr. Prager's is pretty legit and it's pretty healthy.
All right.
So if you were going for like a plant-based burger, that's a good one to go with. But field roast sausages, those are awesome too.
Yeah, I got to try that again. It's been years.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know people that swear by them.
To me, Beyond Meat is like the Cadillac of all the plant-based stuff. It's not necessarily healthy, but to me, it's the best tasting.
Well, and the brats to me are just easier because it still has the spices of a brat.
Yes.
So you're like, all right.
You get that a spicy Italian.
Oh, hey.
It makes you think of me, doesn't it?
It does.
Hey.
Oh. El Stivo.
Hey, El Stivo.
El Stivo. Wait a minute. Italians don't say El.
Yeah, they do.
La Stivo. Now I made you a female.
Hey, yo.
Oh, it's La Stivo. That'd be a weird gangster name. Oh, no. La Stivo's here.
Hey, I know we'll talk sports later, but I want to throw something. I'm looking at you with the sweet Seattle Seahawks shirt. Also, I went to Costco to get field roast sausages. They were out again. I don't know if they've stopped selling them, but that's very frustrating. Because I mean, it's not cheap, some of this plant-based stuff, but at Costco it is.
You ever I almost cursed. You ever mess with the Harvest Crisp? The bean, the like dried green beans?
No.
Oh, you should get into that game. It's a delicious snack.
I just got them some of that freeze-dried pineapple over at the Amazon Go store. I felt like I stole it, you know. I'm the vegan burglar.
Did you see that SNL skit a few weeks ago?
No.
It's like all the black cast members. And then like Chris Reed's in there and he's like, Alexa, Google black man setup in Amazon Go store. And like Kenan Thompson, they're like, just walk out, sir. And he's like, I'm just going to leave a 20 here just in case.
Dude, that was me and J-Mac before the roast. Look, the Amazon Go store has been directly across the street from our building for what, like 3 years now?
Yeah, at least.
Never stepped foot in it. I've heard everyone talk about it. I understand the concept, but it's not until you actually go there and physically experience this whole concept of a cashless, just take what you want and leave society that is the Amazon Go store. It is a mind trip. So Jay and I go in there to get some waters, and I wanted to get a sandwich before
the roast.
And they had a very good vegan wrap there. I get it. I actually had it today again.
They have a chicken wrap there. It's delicious,
it's
too.
It's so good. It's a peanut like sauce tofu thing. It's phenomenal. So we go in there. We got all this stuff. We got the, and then from an ass and the lady's looking at us like, you guys are the most annoying two people. Because we're like, so what do we do now?
She's like, just walk out.
She's like, just walk out. I'm like, do I have to scan anything? And she's like, no. I'm like, but I scanned my phone when I came in. She's like, that's it. Just walk out. So just leave.
All right. They have a couple of climate pledge.
Yes.
They're not Amazon Go, but whatever. So you can either scan in with your, I guess it is Amazon, because you can scan in with your phone, mm-hmm. or you could just use a credit card.
Yes.
But I was walking in with some friends and they had like kids with them. And the lady goes, just so you know, whatever they grab is going to show up on your credit card. Maybe. And I was like, yep, kids, around the corner. So what do you guys want?
If you put it back, does it? Do you still?
I'm sure you could put it back.
Man, I'm effed if not. I was reading the caloric ingredients on a couple of things, and I'm like, I don't want to do that.
No, I think if you put it back, it's fine. I don't know. She just had me so shook. She was like, hey, just a fair warning. Whatever they grab, it's going to show up. I was like, all right, yeah, you guys go to the seats, man. I'll, Ted's on this one.
Dude, it was so funny. Yeah, because like both of us, and finally she's like, just leave. Just.
She didn't really say that, did she?
In a nicer way.
All right. I would die if she was like, all right, just, hey, guys.
My anxiety heard it that way, Ted.
Get the F out of the store.
Just leave already, you two idiots.
Drop the puck.
And just drop the puck. Old school right there, Colbert. So we leave. And dude, we're leaving like with this adrenaline rush, like we just shoplifted. They're like, I can't believe that we just got away with this. And I'm like, we didn't get away with anything. He goes, check your phone. I'm like, I'm checking my app. And look, I'm like, it hasn't shown up. And nothing's shown up. We stole it. And then we're like, we don't know if we did or didn't. Long story short, like, you know, later on in the day, I check and there are all the charges.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But it's such a weird thing. Like, that's the world. Like, it just blows my mind that there's technology that can pull that off.
All right. Have you inadvertently stole from a store?
Yes.
I did it a month ago.
Okay. My wife just did it, too.
All right. Yeah. We were at the self-checkout. Right? And we had some beer and some High Noon Sun Sips. Right? Okay. So my buddy's checking out, and the lady comes over and checks his ID. Now, I don't realize that it's already going through, and I just go, oh, hey, put this up there, too, now, so we don't have to scan it. Okay. You don't have to check it again. And then we walk out, and we get in the car, and he goes, you just stole those, dude. And I go, what? And he goes, you just put them over there, but you never scanned them. She had already ran my card and just walked away, and I was like, oh, what? Like, and I was like, do we go back in? He's like, no. He's like, but you did steal those. I was like, oh my God, my bad.
Oh, did you end up going back?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not blaming. I'm not here
Don't
to judge.
Don't be fine.
I'm not here
it's
to judge.
It's a big chain store.
I one time left a Target with a suitcase that I fully thought I bought until like days later.
Oh.
That I noticed that I was like looking at my bank. I was looking for something and I'm like, Target charged for $12. I got charged for everything other than the suitcase. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to do with this, but I never went.
Like, I just stole 4 Sunsips, Steve. You're out here stealing suitcases.
It was like $30.
Yeah, and those things are expensive. It's probably half that. It's like $16.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit more of a thief.
Tell you what, though, they tasted good.
Oh, man, when I travel, it feels great. But my wife just
when
literally.
I travel. I like that you're still using the stolen bag.
It's very good. I highly recommend getting luggage over at Target. Maybe you'll get it for free if you're lucky. If you play your cards right.
How many Welch's fruit snacks did you have hidden inside of the suitcase?
We don't need to go there, Ted.
Right? This is what I do every time.
It's my new thing.
Radio Steve Miggs busted Robin Target.
That's my Rico.
Am I involved? See, now I'm involved. Whoa, Migliori. He's so good.
These two shoplifters right here. My wife, it happened over at Safeway. Maybe Safeway or Fred Meyer, one of those grocery stores. She got a bunch of stuff, ran it all up, put the card in, entered the PIN, and like heard a beep or something like that, and she thought that there was like something like she needed to like enter like a phone number or something like that. But she, in her head, she's like, "I already paid for it. I don't need the receipt, whatever." So she's looking at the lady, and the lady's like, "Oh, your thing's still beeping." She's like, "Oh, I'm all good. I don't need it. Like, it's just asking for my my number, and I don't have one right now," or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Lise realizes at that moment, she's like, "I don't know if I really like. I might have just walked out with everything." Like, it just finally dawned on my wife that maybe there was an issue with the credit card reader, and that was what the beeping
was. That's what the beeping was?
Because it turns out she typed in the wrong PIN code. That's why she figured it out. She got an email from the bank saying
somebody tried to
charge a bunch of stuff but didn't have the right PIN code. However it comes up on the alert, I don't even know. Because that's when she realized, like, wait a second, that beeping was because I typed in the wrong PIN number. So she had a full thing of groceries. She goes, turns around. My wife, unlike you and I, is on the good side of the law.
Oh, she turned around and went back?
Yes. Back and found the lady's like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't pay for any of this." And the lady's like, "Oh, well, I thought what you said was legit and I just canceled everything out. And I didn't even realize it." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, we could have saved $200.
I mean, that's kind of on the lady to just be like, "All right, sure, you're good."
Which cracked me up because I'm like, I wish the lady would have realized what my wife had done and then would have thought, the nerve of this woman's just like, "It's all good. I'm out. Don't worry about it.
Don't sweat it.
Don't sweat it. The car didn't work. I'm leaving. Deuces."
I'd say on the opposite. I have left Costco before with my buddy and they're like, "We need to see your receipt to check the order." And just like, "Do you have to check the order?" And they're like, "Yeah." It's just sad. It was like a jumbo pack of beef jerky and 2 36 packs of Coors Lights. Like, what do you think we stole? like, don't put us through this. Like, we look pathetic right now. And it's like Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Like, what are you two going to do all weekend? Like, well, pee and not poop.
Dude, one time, for a while, I was on my big chicken kick. And I remember one time I went and I bought 4 of those packages of chicken.
Yeah.
At Costco. And the person's like, looking at the receipt, all I bought was 4 things of these, like, you know, big ass, like, plastic holders of chicken, pre-cooked chicken. And they just look at me with no sense of irony or sense of humor. And it's just like, "Big fan of chicken?" No. Why would you ask such a crazy question?
No, I have a wild fox at home, and I feed him all this chicken.
No, I upsell it on eBay.
Yeah, I turn it around. I run a food truck.
On the flip side, we were leaving with Tatum the other day. And whoever the guy was, he just thought she was cute, and he drew a picture of a bunny rabbit on the receipt.
Oh, nice.
Because I'm like, what is taking this guy so long? And he's like, "Ah, cute hat to Tatum or something like that." He's like, "Oh, I love your tattoos to me." And I'm like, "Thanks, man. Seemed like a real nice guy." And he goes, "Here you go. This is for you." And I'm like, "The receipt? No S. Like, of course it's for me." And I flip it over, and it's a bunny rabbit for Tatum. And she loved that thing. I'm like, you know? If he would have said,
it is amazing.
It is, dude. I thought for sure
you could have bought her anything she wanted in Costco and be like, "Look at this receipt."
Right. We got her like a little book, like a Minnie Mouse book.
Yeah.
She was more into the rabbit receipt. I was like, "Yeah, this guy, he clearly is a parent."
I did it. Look, I did it to my mom once. I remember we were at a store and same thing. Like, we were just annoying the crap out of her. So, like, my mom's at the counter and finally, like, I think we must have been like running out of the store or something. Uh-huh. Just being, you know, just being kids. And she just takes the cart and, like, chases us. And I remember they, like, chased after her. We're like, "Maybe you have to pay for that." And I remember then she was kind of mad at us. And my mom doesn't get mad often. But she's like, "Would you two, like, will you guys stop?" Oh, like, because she's just embarrassed now.
Right. You guys are making a scene.
Yeah.
Dude, I just triggered a memory of the one time I remember shoplifting as a kid.
Ooh.
And I stole G.I. Joe action figures.
Nice.
And this was my Rico. my racket. We were at the store. My mom had a shopping bag, and we were at the toy store. And I was taking the G.I. Joe dolls and sliding them in her shopping bag.
So that she wouldn't notice?
She wouldn't notice. They wouldn't notice. And we'd walk out. It was forever ago. There was no sensors. And we'd walk out. Basically, my mom shoplifted and stole like 3 G.I. Joe action figures. I didn't even do the math and think that for 1 second, like when we got home, how am I going to get the bag out of her hand so I can think? So we get home, she instantly opens the bag. She's like, what are these? And of course, I'm trying to be like, I don't know.
Thanks, Mom.
Wow. Well, how did these end up? And she's like, Steven. It was right around Christmas. I didn't get a Godzilla thing for Christmas as a punishment.
Oh.
Yeah, that pissed me off. Not the fact that I'm a shoplifter. Never shoplifted again after that, except for the luggage.
Yeah. All right, one more shoplifted story.
Nice.
So when I lived in Baltimore, we'd go to this place, and it was like a convenience store, right? And we had this racket where, like, underneath the counter was all the candy.
Uh-huh.
And, like, while you were paying, we would just reach under and just stuff our pockets full of candy, right? Sometimes it works. Sometimes you come home with just, like, I remember one time somebody's like, Ted, why is there candy and Rolaids out? And I'm like, because I grabbed the Rolaids by mistake. So we had been doing this for, like, a year, right? So then we're in there, and some dude steals, like, 2 cases of candy and runs out. And me and my buddy chase after him. I give up. He catches him. He gets the candy. We walk back in. And the lady, who we've been stealing from, is like, she's so thankful. She goes, you know what? You guys take whatever you want from the store. And we go,
what?
We go, we couldn't. No, we couldn't take anything free from this store.
It's funny how kids' minds work.
Isn't it?
Yes. Come on. We're respectable children here.
Yeah, right. It's just like, why we decided at that point, like, oh, we couldn't even dream of it.
No, we're just superheroes here. All right, one more. I got to go. I'll remember this one time. My brother goes, hey, tomorrow let's walk to Toys R Us. Toys R Us is not that close to our house, but it's walkable. But it's like going from like Capitol Hill to Lower Queen Anne. Like by the Space Needle.
All right.
It's a hike.
That's a hike.
Right, but you can do it.
You can do it.
So he's like,
let's. I mean, I do it as an adult. That's a good walk. As a kid, that must have seemed like forever.
Yes. And he's like, let's walk to Toys R Us and we're gonna steal a skateboard. And I was like, okay. Whatever. Chance to hang out with my brother. So the whole night, man, I'm just like amped. I'm like, tomorrow, we're criminals.
Yeah.
It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. Get a skateboard.
Right. We're gonna steal. I wonder which skateboard we're gonna steal. I had my eyes on this Dog Cheese one. I don't know. It was just a skateboard that said Dog Cheese on it. It was like a Toys R Us brand.
All right.
I'm like, maybe we could get the Dog Cheese one. I don't even know. So we get down there. It takes forever to get there. We get in there and he's like, all right, you go outside. I'm gonna get the skateboard and I'm gonna roll it underneath all of the shopping carts and take it and just run. And I was like, okay.
All right. I mean, that's a good toss.
It's a very random way. Now saying it out loud, I don't know why he just didn't take it and just run out the door. It would have been quicker. But my brother and his wisdom and mine and my stupidity is like, yeah, let's do this.
This seems smarter.
So I wait outside. I'm just like by the exit, you know, like those exit doors. I'm like, let's go. Come on, let's go. All of a sudden I see him. He's got the skateboard. And he's like, all right, run as soon as you get this. Shoves it under. I grab it. He then bolts around the other way. And I see, he's like, someone's coming. Someone's coming. Now we're running as fast as I can. I'm not as fast as my brother. He's flying. He's like,
all right,
come on. You got to start running. I'm running. And he's like, just get on the skateboard. He was standing on the skateboard. And he's holding my hand. And we're running. I'm like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to fall.
And he's just tugging you along.
Then I had to sit on the skateboard and hold him that way. Because I'm like, I can't do it. Dude,
how did the person from the store not catch you?
And didn't catch us. We had that skateboard forever. And every time I saw it, I'm like, man, we stole that. So awesome. That's why they're out of business.
Yeah.
Because of the Migliori's and their skateboard racket.
Actually, a lot of people don't know this, but Jeffrey made a lot of bad investments.
Well, I heard he was part of a certain record label. If I remember correctly, that record label, I can't remember.
Oh, he was on YSL,
the too. YSL record label, yes.
Him Jeffrey and, the Giraffe.
Yep. He was
Grimace.
It was Gunna Grimace and Young Jeffrey.
Jesus.
All right, when we come back, let's talk sports.
Yeah.
I have another reason why I hate Russell Wilson.
Don't even get me started.
Oh, I want to. When the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve need a break. I just wish they would take an indefinite break. The MegaCast will unfortunately be back.
Orange juice was invented 5 centuries ago, but now we're kicking it up a notch. Introducing Orange Juice Super Pulp.
So pulpy.
Orange juice so thick you need a knife and fork to finish it off. Don't even try to suck it out of a straw.
That's a lot of pulp.
This ain't your granny's orange juice, so get pulped up.
I like to gulp that pulp.
With Orange Juice Super Pulp.
Available at a gas station near you. Extreme choking hazard.
Why are you listening to this crap? I'd rather listen to Kids Bop over this sh**. The MegaCast is back.
Sorry, it took a second. We're about to talk about how broke we were. It's nothing beats getting that email in the first thing in the morning. It just says, you are under $100 and you're checking. And I'm like, how? And then I realized I never checked this, so why would I even know? And I'm like, babe, what's going on? What are you doing? She's like, you know, I forgot to transfer and move some stuff. It's always the first of the first paycheck's always the worst for us because that's the mortgage and the car payment.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, just don't buy your stupid thing. I wouldn't have bought a Sounders hoodie yesterday if I knew that, which I did at Costco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, $30. I'll have to show it to you. It's bright green.
Oh, good.
And it's one of those thin hoodies.
Yeah, that you can wear. Oh, yeah. Well, like the Seahawks one you got me.
Yeah, it was over $40, and I was looking, I'm like, I really like that, and I saw how much it was. I'm like, I'm not spending that kind of money on a hoodie for any team from Costco. Like, Costco should not be charging over $40, $45, whatever, maybe even 50, I think. And I was like, no. And then after the championship game, I was at Costco just the other day, and I'm like, I wonder how much that hoodie is right now.
All
right. I was thinking maybe they, like, price gouging, and sure as that's. $30.
Yeah, it was cheaper.
Yeah, after the championship, no one cares anymore.
Well, right. Well, and look, in people's defense, a lot of people went to that game, but like, yeah, now you're just entering the long dog days of an MLS season.
Right, right.
And there's a game Sunday at 1:00.
Well, they'll probably lose that one too, right?
They won that cup. We lost a couple players. Like,
let them enjoy the hangover.
It's gonna take a minute.
Yeah. Imagine you're like Dallas, though. You're like, we beat the world beaters.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, though. Sunday 1 p.m. kickoff for soccer is good. Sometimes they play at like 6 or 7 on a Sunday night. And I'm like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you go to a game at 1 p.m. on a Sunday, like, I was telling somebody, I was like, man, I'll be back on my couch by 4.
Dude, we were talking about, Sid and I are thinking about going to a Mariners game on a Sunday because it would take Tatum to our first ever baseball game.
All right.
Which means we'll probably last 3 innings and we're going to have to leave. But
yeah.
But still, like, I thought that'd be kind of fun. And on a Sunday, like, their games are at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah, it's great.
Plus, that's my favorite jersey that they wear. Are the Sunday jerseys.
What's the Sunday one?
It's like that cream color.
All right.
The Mariner cream color.
Do they wear that every Sunday?
Yes, I believe so. Every home game on a Sunday. Yep. So that's pretty cool. And that also makes me think of my good friend Guillermo Rosas, who you know, wrestler.
Yeah.
The Five, one of my favorite people. And what made me love the guy even more is that one drunken day at a Mariners game, he got a custom jersey made of that jersey.
All right.
And number 69, nameplate, Big Homie.
Big Homie.
I was like, you are my new hero.
That is awesome. And that's not a cheap drunk purchase.
No. 69 Big Homie. You are the greatest man has ever lived.
Do you drop 69 jokes? Like, not blatantly, but every time you see them?
It's become that, yes.
All right.
Yeah. Everything. Anything that says 69, I'm like, nice.
Yeah, I was bowling, and it was a mixed crowd of adults and whatever. But there was a period where my score was 69, and my one buddy just looks at me and goes, nice.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. All right. Yeah. Somebody, like, we got to acknowledge it. Like, we don't have to be like, hey, dude, look, I got 69. But it's like just that subtle, like, nice.
It's got to get that nice in there.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I used to hate the 69 jokes. And I originally was doing 69 jokes on the air to mock people who did 69 jokes. But somehow along the way, I found great humor in them. I think it's because of the reaction you get from people. And I realized, oh, it's not just a douche a douchey person joke.
I mean, I giggle.
Everyone finds it funny.
I giggle if my phone's at 69%.
Yes.
And I was having dinner with some fancier people, and I kind of made that joke, and everybody kind of laughed. And then, like, a bottle of wine later, one guy leaned over and goes, me and my wife laugh at it every time, too.
Yes.
I was like, it's all right. It's okay. I was like, y'all hung me out to dry when I brought it up over appetizer.
Right. 69 knows no tax bracket.
It does not.
I still set my cruise control on my car to 69 when I'm cruise controlling.
Hey, just not in the rain, all right?
No, no, no. Of course, 67 at that point. No, no, no.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sports.
Oh, one real quick thing, though. Our account was down to $67, and I did think,
add $2.
I was like, how do I get it to 69? So I could screenshot it and be like, babe, this is nice, but it's really not nice. You can Venmo me at I'm Steve Meigs. We're broke. No, I'm kidding. We're fine. All we're right. fine. We just sometimes we don't put.
You spend right.
Sometimes we put too much into the savings and forget that we still have to pay some things.
Yeah.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
It really is great popcorn.
It's so delicious. I gotta order more.
I was just thinking the same thing.
All right, well, we talked about it, but the Sounders did win the CONCACAF Champions League. I mean, that first goal, I mean, that's a soccer goal. Sometimes it takes a deflection, gets in. But then, yeah, that last 20 minutes of that game, right, I'm still nursing my ankle, so I wasn't there. But I texted somebody, I go, these last 20 minutes are going to be wild. When I sent that text, I didn't know what was going to happen. But when we ended up scoring two more, I was like, that's not what I was planning on, but I couldn't have been happier.
Dude, I was at wrestling training, but like, you know, first half, I was like keeping tabs. I'm like, oh, it sounds like it's just it wasn't anything special. And
yeah.
Then training ended, and I got in my car and put on the radio and listened. And even not knowing much about soccer, and I could follow it on TV, but you're really asking a lot. It's like asking someone to follow hockey on the radio. Like, I can, but I know a lot of people,
soccer's tough on the radio.
Right. So it's just like, really, the best sport to pay attention on the radio is baseball, because it's like so chill and the voice is very comforting. But, man.
And they set everything up.
My heart was racing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah, that's always one of those ones where I wonder, like, am I going to get hear from my neighbors? I mean, you've been really sweet. Like, I'm pretty quiet, but then when I'm loud, it's very loud. Let's go!
I could see you just pacing in your, well, maybe because you're in bad ankle, so maybe you're bouncing on your sofa going, come on, let's go, boys. Let's go.
Right, it's exactly right. That second goal, it's like, ah!
That's amazing, dude. What a story. And I still love our buddy Jose. I don't know if you saw on his Twitter.
All right.
He has a great video of Brian Schmetzer in the corner just watching everyone.
Oh, watching everyone.
While the confetti's flying. I'm like, if there's ever a Disney movie made about Schmetzer, like, that's the closing credits there.
Right. He played for the club. He coached them already in USL. I mean, Schmetzer is the Seattle Sounders FC.
Oh, man, when listening to even the radio guys who did a great job just kind of painting a picture, and like, this guy was laying, you know, he was like working in construction just like a few years before he became the coach. Like, it was not that long ago that he's putting up drywall, and then he gets brought on as the interim coach. No one ever thought that would be a long-term thing. And now, I mean, I don't know much about MLS soccer, but of course I'm going to have an opinion. I mean, wouldn't you say he's like one of the greatest MLS coaches of all time?
Yeah, I think it's fair to put him up there now.
Right?
And Ziggy did a great job of setting up that program to be run that way. And Ziggy Schmidt was a great coach, mm-hmm. right? There's nothing to take, but I don't know. Sometimes you just need to do something different. They decided to get rid of Ziggy. You're right. He puts in his interim coach. They're having a terrible season. The boys rally. Then you go and win a title without even a shot on goal in Toronto.
It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely insane.
I mean, since he's taken over, they've had the greatest run.
Yeah, and I mean, as a franchise, I mean, they make the playoffs every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they're always in a competition for a cup. I mean, tonight you got U.S. Open Cup happening. So, like, they're always winning something.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's phenomenal.
Well, like, we even joked about it last week. It would be like me getting to wrestle at WrestleMania against Roman Reigns. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm, oh, yeah. If I'm the Sounders of wrestling.
God, man. I know. So I was like, I was getting all fired up because I was sitting at home and I was like, we want Liverpool. And everybody's like, everybody's like, calm down. I'm like, it's a joke, man. It's like when your football team's like, we want Bama.
Yeah, you're just having fun.
Yeah. Remember, I mean, you remember like growing up, like that was a big deal. Like when the Lakers were on top of the world, whatever your team did, it was like, we want LA.
Yeah.
Beat LA.
Beat LA.
Yes. Right? So that was the joke. Some of the soccer people did not get it as much as like, yeah.
It's social media. Everyone takes it too serious, Ted. Don't forget.
Let's see what else for the weekend. I did watch the F1 race down in Miami. Uh-huh. Stars were out, Steve.
I give you a shout out on the air. Somehow we were talking about F1. I'm like, you know who's obsessed with F1? It's the Ted Smith. And somehow we were talking about it, and I think BJ's like, how come it's so popular? I'm like, well, I think it's a lot to do with the Netflix documentary.
100%.
The reality show that they have. I think that's what endeared F1 to Ted, and now he's obsessed with it. So I feel like a lot of people are that probably fell in love with F1 for the same reason.
Yeah, I feel like I crossed the line this weekend because like a lot of the courses I've seen before, Miami was brand new. So Friday, like I had stuff to do Saturday. So Friday night wasn't a very busy night. And Matt, MCTP called me. I goes, you're watching practice now? And I was like, I just had to see how the course laid out, man. But yeah, I record all of them. And then because a lot of the times like this weekend, you know, the races are at 5:55 in the morning.
Right.
Or the qualifying's at like 4 in the morning. So I usually just record them and then rewatch them, except the races. I'll get up and drag my ass out to the couch and be like, all right, I'm going to watch it. Which is, I don't know why I'm such a psycho about watching certain things, sports live.
You don't want to have it spoiled.
Yeah, and everybody else like DVRs them. But like, look, I could stay off social media, but like, that's how a lot of my friends, that's how we communicate.
Right.
And I know too many people now that are into F1.
I was going to say, like, if you had my Twitter account with the people I follow, you'd never have to worry about F1 being spoiled because you're the only one that's going to be talking about it. Right. But if you were wanting to watch, like, you know, WWE's Backlash, well, then maybe you're going to have it spoiled. Because
right. And people are going to be that's the main thing. People just text me and I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But F1, that was cool in Miami. You know, not the most exciting race in the world. But, you know, new track, people are figuring out. And then, I don't know, Mariners.
Hey, they won yesterday.
They won yesterday. Long weekend.
I felt bad for my in-laws. They went with my wife's grandma as well. So they all went to the Mariners game on Monday night, the 9-0.
Oh, yeah. They just caught a whooping that night. Oh,
I was like, that's not even fun. Like, there's nothing to cheer for when you get shut out and you get shut. It's like getting no hit, losing 12-0. Not that any team would ever have that happen.
Yeah.
And then a player hits a home run with the wrong hand.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those sporting events where you just go, hey, did anybody want another soda, another beer, another pretzel?
I love that whole thing of the one batter decided to bat lefty instead of righty because the pitcher was like an outfielder pitching.
Oh, yeah.
And he just like, screw it. We're up 10-0. Got a guy
what's
on
the worst?
Bat. He hits a home run with the batting lefty instead of righty. And it's like a 400-foot home run. I'm like, how? I don't care that the guy lobbed that ball in. You still hit that thing far.
I mean, I played a lot of baseball as a kid. I don't even know if I could take a swing left-handed.
See, that's the equivalent of saying, like, if it was like beer league, be like, oh, we're playing the worst team in the league. Let's get drunk before the game. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're killing you. You're being no hit. I'll bat from the wrong side of the plate. No big deal.
I mean, I was thinking about the other day, even in my low-level pub league I play in, I'm like, I don't know that I've ever tried to kick a goal with my left foot.
Right.
Like, I can, like, tap a little pass over or settle a ball, but it's like, it is so weird doing stuff with your off hand and off leg.
I know, we joked about that sometimes when we, like, you got to play a team that wasn't, like, the best, and you're just like, what if we all switch sticks? So, like, a lefty uses a righty stick. And
yeah.
And maybe, Steve, you play defense and I'll play goalie. I'm like, I ain't playing defense. Like, I'm not breaking an ankle for that. Like, if I don't have goalie pads on, I don't know how to skate. Like, it's just the weird. I've tried it. Like, whenever I skate without goalie pads, it's like I'm skating for the first time in my life. It's such a weird feeling.
That is so weird.
Yeah.
But are your skates different?
Yes.
Right, because you have, like, the flat skates, right?
They used to be more flat. They all now have more of a curve, but there's still a different type of profiling to them. So there's a different, like, angle and attack. They're a lot more similar to player skates now than they were when, like 12, 15 years ago, where, like, the blade was just straight up practically flat.
But, like, if you take your, can you take your kid ice skating and skate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like, I could wear my goalie skates and skate. I just would feel very naked without the pads.
All right.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could still skate on them just fine.
Yeah. I feel like at 41, I might have just, like, skating's.
We almost got you there.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been bad. The problem is everybody I know is an adult. That, I mean, Matt's a perfect example. Like, oh, I'm going to learn to ice skate and play hockey again. Almost all of them within, I feel like, 6 months have a broken wrist.
Yeah, he did. He did. You're right. Yeah. Yeah, he broke his wrist.
Right. That's what I'm always like, that one might be past me.
Right. The warnings have been put out there for you. Yeah. How many more red flags do you want?
Yeah, right.
Well, speaking of hockey, Kraken, they got the lottery. They didn't get what you'd hope, but they're still a top five pick, number four in the upcoming draft.
Yeah.
Such a weird way they do the NHL draft. Like, they do the lottery, but then it's like you can't drop this many down in the lottery, and you can't go up too many to be a top pick. It's like they change things up. It's very convoluted, but it's so that way the worst team still gets a decent draft pick.
And which is fair.
As opposed to a team that just barely didn't make the playoffs, and then all of a sudden it's got like the number two pick overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Montreal Canadiens, which were the worst team, they get the number one pick, so it worked out well for them. Number two, though, bumping up a few is the Devils, which is like I'm watching both the Devils and the Kraken both putting together really good young teams.
All right.
So there's going to be a day where the two of them are going to go head-to-head for the cup. I know my luck. It's just going to be it.
Like, oh, it's got to happen.
Right. They're just kind of – so then I think third was the Coyotes, then fourth is the Kraken.
All right. I'm checking the playoffs real quick. All right. Yeah, Tampa – or Toronto's up 3-2.
Yes.
Maybe this is their year.
Dude, I know because they dropped two.
Right.
After being up 2-0, and I'm like, oh, here we go again.
I mean, right, we talked about last week. I feel like if they make it out of the first round, they're going to win this cup.
If they make it out of the first round, that's the team I'm cheering for.
Yeah.
I still want to see them collapse in the first round. But after that, yes. Dude, every round, a lot of these games are like, with the exception of like the Penguins series and then also Colorado's already done, like all the other series have been pretty close.
Yeah, the Washington series is what, I think that's 3-2 as well.
Right? Yeah, I think almost every series is either 2-2 or 3-2, except for I think, I didn't watch last night, so I don't know if the Rangers got eliminated or not, or if that game even happened. But
I know the Blues won.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and to the credit to the NBA, I've been watching some of their playoff games. They have some pretty good series going on, too.
I just like watching Charles Barkley during the halftime specials and all that.
I will say this. Inside the NBA might be the best studio show on TV. I mean, you don't even have to like basketball that much. They just have so much fun. And it's NBA. There's a lot more games. So I feel like they get to be a lot looser than like, you know, like the dudes on Fox NFL Sunday do.
Yes. Dude, Shaq and Barkley should just have a podcast.
Yeah.
They are great together. They just give each other S all the time.
Yeah.
But if you're a hockey fan, obviously Shane Wright's the guy everyone's talking about. He's going to probably go first overall. But I think I got the player that we got to keep our fingers crossed at the Kraken draft.
Who's that?
Just because of his name. And it's going to be fun having everyone trying to pronounce it. It's Yurye Slavkovsky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yurye Slavkovsky.
That makes sense.
He's really good, though. He's like just turned 18. He's big already, so he's only going to get bigger because he's like, you know, he's still a kid. And his whole attitude, he's a big dude. He'll just wreck house. But when you give him the puck, he's like, doesn't give an F about passing it. He just wants to shoot and shoot first and shoot hard. We need a player like that.
Reminds me of Fedorov.
Yes. He's just got like that. There's just something about him. Like, you give him the puck, and he finds, like, he's got a huge upside. They don't know. You know, you don't know until he goes to the NHL, but like in the Olympics, he was like doing pretty well and all like the other like stuff. And then he's from Slovakia. In the Olympics, he's just lighting everything up, like scoring left and right. It's insane. So,
yeah.
Some people think, though, he might go second, which means then the Devils get him. So I'm happy either way.
All right.
But I'd rather him on the Kraken so we could say, what is it again?
Yurye
Slavkovsky.
Yeah.
That's our guy.
Slapshotsky.
Sounds like one of the opponents that Mike Tyson fought in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Slapshotsky.
What is it? Soda Popinski or something like that, right?
You ever done a shotsky?
Yes.
Yeah. You got to really time it out with your boys on that one or it ends up all over somebody.
You need one at your house.
A shotsky?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe like a three-person one.
Right, right. Like three or four tops.
Well, yeah.
A mini slapshotsky. We should get like one of those mini hockey sticks. And screw in or glue on shot glasses.
That's a good call. One of the little goalie sticks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, we'll be really close to each other trying to do this shot. I guess we could use a regular stick.
Yeah. Nah, I don't have room. We'll just get a mini stick.
All right. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Anything going on this weekend?
Nah. I'll be at the Sounders match Sunday. That's about it.
I'll be wrestling Friday night over in Tacoma.
Tacoma.
First time in a long time. So if you want to come check it out, it's at the Edison Hall, or it's like some new banquet hall type place called Edison something. I don't know. Go to SOS Pro Wrestling and you'll find out where.
Yeah, I'll be at the game Sunday. I just check the weather. Like, it's going to rain all day.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Friday night, though, it's indoors. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Where at in Tacoma?
Tacoma.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's in the old part of Tacoma by Proctor. I could be wrong, but
the Proctor area.
Yeah, it's like this new little strip of like they're trying to like I think clean like up that little area. So like there's like new like businesses and stuff, and one of them's this Edison place. So we're setting up a ring inside of it, and we're gonna see how it goes. SOS Pro Wrestling leaving the island of Seattle and now making its way to the island of Tacoma.
All right, yeah. If you're up in that Proctor area, there's a good place called Peaks and Pints that has beers and good sandwiches.
I've heard about that place.
Yeah.
Oh, before we leave, I didn't get to tell you why I hate Russell Wilson, but this is why.
Got a puppy.
If you give him one chance,
her name is Bronco.
Shut up.
I ain't gonna say nothing. You know how I feel about it.
I know. I think I'm still following him. I'm still that weird, jealous ex.
And then, look, they're going to be good, all right? But, like, we all know this. The Broncos are going to be freaking really good. He's going to have a good year, but
is it bad, though, when someone told me that there's the Thanksgiving game? No, the Christmas game is against the Rams versus Broncos, that I just want to see Bobby Wagner crush Russell Wilson repeatedly.
I just think it's funny because it's like, you thought you got away from Aaron Donald? You did not!
And now he's got his friend Bobby Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
And your stupid dog, too. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegacast. That's you, Russ.